Tens of thousands of people along Sri Lanka's east coast have been driven from their homes in recent months. It's because of a new flare-up in the ethnic conflict that's plagued the island for years. For many people, this is the second trauma in quick succession. They also were victims of the 2004 Asian tsunami, which killed more than 30,000 Sri Lankans. NPR's Philip Reeves recently returned from a visit there and filed this report.
This is a video posted on the internet by the government of Sri Lanka. A helicopter carrying a delegation of Sri Lankan and foreign officials is touching down. Among them is the US ambassador, Robert Blake. You can see the officials calmly walking away from the aircraft. Suddenly, a couple of mortars land not far away. There's panic. The officials run for cover. They're lucky. A few of them, including Ambassador Blake, are treated for cuts and bruises. But that's it. The delegations come to Sri Lanka's east coast to see the conditions endured by tens of thousands of people who are displaced by war and are now living in camps. They've arrived here in Batikaloa, a mostly Tamil and Muslim town. The area's under the control of the Sri Lankan government, but the Tamil Tigers are not far away. They're the ones who fired the mortars. This is one of the main flashpoints in the renewed conflict, a war between government forces dominated by the island's Sinhalese majority and separatists seeking a homeland within the island for Tamils. The headquarters of Bishop Kingsley Swami Pillai's diocese is in the middle of Batikaloa, and though this is a low-level conflict, the bishop says he regularly hears shelling.
Every day we hear that the artillery installations are just behind, 100 yards behind me. For the last 1 month, it's going on. The children get excited, the people can't sleep in the night, old people, they become nervous.
Here, a few miles to the north of Batikaloa, the Sri Lankan military has secured what it considers a major strategic victory. In January, its forces took control of a coastal town called Vahari. The area had been Tamil Tiger territory. Lieutenant Colonel Deshapriya Gunawarana took part in the battle.
There was stiff resistance. We took almost 2 months to get them. So I did it with my battalion. I'm so happy with that.
The colonel's eager to show off the captured territory to a visiting foreign journalist. We drive to a picturesque village on the edge of Vahari. There are huts thatched with palm leaves, banana groves, a lagoon and small fishing boats, but no civilians.
Well, I'm standing in a village school in the middle of the playground. This would normally be a busy place, thronging with children, but listen. It's more or less deserted here, apart from a few soldiers. This community has left the area. It's the second time it's been displaced in a very short period because the people who lived here were also the victims of the tsunami.
Thousands of Tamils, mostly poor farmers and fishermen, died in the tsunami along Sri Lanka's east coast. Afterwards, money poured in from overseas to build new houses for the survivors. Standing with the colonel, we look at some new homes which didn't last long.
We're looking at, several dozen new kind of cottages with red tiled roofs. They're burnt. There's bullet marks all over some of the walls. Some of them are still more or less intact. I would say maybe half of them, would that be right? About half of them are badly damaged.
Yeah, that's right.
Back down the coastal road, in a refugee camp in Batikaloa, hundreds of people line up for a handout of rations. They've been here for months, living in tents. Some are from Vahari. They say they just want to return home. The Sri Lankan government says that'll happen soon, but there are landmines to be cleared first. No one here seems convinced by this. Some Tamils say the government's trying to change the demographics on Sri Lanka's east coast, putting Sinhalese people in land vacated by Tamils. Among the crowd is a Tamil woman called Mahalingam Vijayrani.
This is our life. I have been displaced for a number of times.
She's 30, but she's been displaced by war so many times in her life, she's lost count. Now she's homeless again, thanks to an ethnic conflict that shows no sign of abating. Philip Reeves, NPR News.